KRW mobile monitoring.
OEZM, can someone give me a signal report?
Here, KG4KRW.
Thanks. Is there any white noise or anything on it, or is it really clear?
There is a little bit of white noise. I thought it might have been on my end, but after you keyed off, the repeater sounded a little clearer.
This is the same.
Same.
And about the same up here, KC4EZM.
You're clear. I mean, totally here, understand you. I'm on a handheld, so I can understand that, KG4KRW.
Handheld, and thanks, Harry.
You're doing real good. Just don't move, KC4EZM. See you in a little bit.
I'm catching a few.
To call that net, but it's been years. I live in Texas now, so I'll try to check in tonight. I'm down here at Simpsonville, KG4KRW.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. It's a Q, the Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Red. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Hearing now, I'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins, and then I will call for Echolink stations, followed by the normal roll call. First, I've got W4FCM. That's Fred. He brings along with him his wife, Ira, and 4IEI. They're in Traveler's Rest. Next, I've got KO4QLG. That's Chris and Liberty. W2AMD. That's Andy in Simpsonville. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. And KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. I want to thank each and every one of my pre-net check-ins for checking in online. Next, let's see, are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
This is KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. Please check me in and out. Have a good evening.
Recognize KN4RJN. That's John on Brown Summit, North Carolina. All right. Tonight being Friday night, we'll start with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations with the subject of your call, Uniform 3 Zulu, U3Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. In Kilo November 4, Victor Prince Alpha,
Recognize KN4, Victor Alpha. That's Steve. Steve, I did not catch your location. Where are you at again?
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. And I'm in Inman, South Carolina.
Appreciate that, Steve. I've got you checked in. That is KN4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, VWA. That's Steve and Inman. Thank you for checking in with me, Steve. Hope you're doing well tonight. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. You can please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Check to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's try Alpha through Delta next. Stations at the Southern Center, call A through D. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Net Control. Please check in out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
Control. Check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Control. Again, Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie, Uniform, Romeo, Tango, QTH is Greenville, no traffic, no comments.
KJ4WZL. Ian, Kilo, 2, Romeo, Charlie, Lima, K2RCL, be Russell out of Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
Please check in, Kilo, Bravo, 2. Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Awesome group to start off with there. I've got Kilo4DMW, that's Rick, KK4ONO, Lorena, and KM4MLQ, Michelle. We are all in Piedmont tonight. Thank you all for checking in with me. Hope all of you all are doing well. Also, I've got KO4AOW. That is David and Emin. Thank you for checking in with me, David. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got W4DJW. That's Dave. He's at home in Greer. Thanks for checking in, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got KG4WNP. That's Landon. He's in Liberty tonight. Thank you for checking in with me, Landon, and secure at your leisure. Hope you're doing well. Let's see. I have N4DJC. That's Jerry and Anderson. Thank you for checking in with me, Jerry. Hope you're doing well tonight. Next, I got KM4BLH. That's Kurt. He's in Greenville. Thank you for checking in with me, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got K2RCL. That's Russell and Taylor's. Thank you for checking in with me, Russell. I hope you're doing great tonight. Let's see. KB2BYQ. That's David. He's in Easley. Thank you for checking in with me, David. I hope you're doing well as well. Any additional check-ins? Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Ready first go around on that one. Let's try E through H. Echo through Hotel. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, you're still sounding good, Daniel. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Gideon, please check in Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November. Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November. Brian in Midtown Greenville, 73s. I'm negative and negative.
Recognize KC4, EZN, that's Harry up. up in Camden, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in with me, Harry, and thanks for the signal report right before the net. I do appreciate that. Next, I've got K8HAN. That's Brian, and he's in Greenville. Thank you for checking in with me, Brian. I don't think I've had you check in with me before. Hope you're doing well tonight. Any other check-ins, E through H, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Up to I through L, India through Lima, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. This mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
4 WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
4 WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE. Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
To recognize. KC4EZN. Wait, no. Never mind. Hold on. 1 second. I already recognize the stations. Give me a second. Then I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up at the top of the big hill above me. He's up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Next, I've got KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And KC4MFK. That is Donna. They're in Greer tonight. Thank you all for checking in with me. I hope everybody's doing well. Next, I've got K4LWE. That's Larry in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in with me, Larry. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, E through H, before I move up? Call. Wait, did I do this? H-I-J. Hold 1 second. Other stations, India through Lima. Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Mike through Papa. Sorry about that, folks. Someone had suddenly showed up at my house, and I had to figure out what's going on. I had to answer the door. I totally lost my place there. Any stations, Mike through Papa. M through P, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile in Simpsonville tonight. 73 to you and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden.
No traffic, no comment. Be short time this time, sir. Thank you.
4WZM. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, KO4OLK. Stephen and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
KG4KRW. And here's Mike. I'm mobile in Simpsonville as well. I'll be in and out.
Nice. KL4NNH, that's Fred. He's in Simpsonville, mobiling around out there. Thank you for checking in with me, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Be safe out there. Next, I got K4OSH. That's Pat. He's in Malden. Thank you for checking in with me, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Next, I got KL4OLK. That's Stephen and Greer. Hope you're doing well, Stephen. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Next up, I've got KG4KRW. That's Mike. He's also mobile and around Simpsonville. Hope you're doing well, Mike. Be safe out there. And you short-time stations, you can go ahead and secure at your leisure. Let's see. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Control.
like to recognize KO4 Mike Whiskey Victor. That's Walter, and he's in Simpsonville. All right, we'll go ahead and move up the list here to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Yeah, hope you're doing well tonight. Please check in Alpha, Alpha, 4, Romeo, Mike. I'm AA4RM, Robert, in the Easley, negative and negative.
And Kilo, Mike, 4, X-ray. This is Carol. I'm in West Union, mobile, negative and negative. 73 is to everybody on the net tonight.
Net control. In November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM. This is Bill in Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net. 73 is everyone on the net tonight.
Again, out of turn. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta, Wyatt. I'm at home in Blue Ridge, in and out.
Control. This is Kilo KO4NUE. Chad out of Campobello.
Alex, I got in just in time from KC0 KVJ. Up in the other southern state.
Alrighty. Net would like to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert and Easley. And, let's see. Thank you for checking in, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got KM4RGX. That's Carol, and he's in West Union tonight. Thank you for checking with me, Carol. Hope you're doing well. Next, I got N4WHM. That's Bill. He's in Hartwell, Georgia. Thank you for checking with me, Bill. Hope you're doing well tonight. Next, I got KJ4CTD. That's Wyatt. He's in Blue Ridge. Seeing him earlier this afternoon at the gas station. Thank you for checking in with me, Wyatt. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got KO4NUE. That's Chad out of Campobello, South Carolina. Thank you for checking in with me, Chad. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got my buddy Steve, KB0KBJ. Haven't talked to you in forever, Steve. Hope you're doing well. He's up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Are there any other stations? Quebec through Tango. Q through T. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Howdy, folks. We'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. A through Z, Z through A. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Oscar 4, November, November, Juliet. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is to everyone on the net.
WZM. Bill, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Edmund. I'll be negative and negative, but I was trying to check in and I had rearranged my shack and had the wrong antenna hooked up to my 2 meter.
Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney.
Control. Scan Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Victor, Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland. And we're located in Pickens. And negative, and good evening to all.
4WZ. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYZ. David in Newberry, mobile. No traffic, no comment. WZ.
Yeah, I would like to recognize KO4NNH, I think it was. Could you come back with your name real quick?
This is Tyler in Taylor, South Carolina, and it is K KO4NNJ.
Tyler. Network recognized. KO4NNJ. That's Tyler. He's in Taylor's. Thank you for checking in with me, Tyler. Hope you're doing well. Next, I got K4OIM. That's Walt and Inman. Thank you for checking in with me, Walt. Hope you're doing well. I've got KG4JIA, I think it is. I can't read my own handwriting for some reason. That is Dennis and Gaffney. Thank you for checking in with me, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Thank you for checking in with me, David. Hope you're doing well. Next, I've got K1CJW. That's Roland and Pickens. Thank you for checking in with me, Roland. Hope you're doing well tonight. Next, I've got KO4EYV. That is David, and he's down in Newbury. That's a decent haul from Newbury to Caesar's Head. Great signal considering the distance. Thank you for checking in with me, David. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Call any additional check-ins A through Z before I go to the RAG-G portion, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Alrighty. Hearing none. Let's see here. This is KJ4WZM, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-G portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-Gs. First up, I've got KB0KBJ marked down for comments. Steve, the stump's all yours if you'd like it.
KJ4WZM, KB0KBJ, good evening to you and all on the net. Well, it's getting warm up here. Monday and Tuesday were pretty nice. Sitting at about 70 or so for the high. Wednesday we got up to 84. Thursday we got up to 88. And today, we hit 94, it's at 90 right now, at what, 8 o'clock in the evening, almost 9. Tomorrow we're supposed to be over 100, so things are warming up and drying out whatever left there is of moisture in the ground over.
That's absolutely terrible. The hottest it's been in our area so far this year. It reached the lower 90s, but at my house, the highest I've seen is 88. And that didn't feel any too good. Currently, it is 73 degrees here. Cloudy. The air is not moving at all, and it is quite humid outside. It says 71% relative humidity, so doesn't feel too nice humidity-wise. It has actually been a good while since we got some decent rain. I think overnight we picked up a few hundredths of an inch. It was just enough to turn the roads slightly a different color in some areas. But it was barely more than a trace. Like, the trees were dripping in the morning when I got up, but there was nothing significant that fell here. Central and Southern Greenville County yesterday evening picked up a decent storm as it rolled through. It came through the Georgia area, and it was very strong until it crossed the state line, and then it started fizzling out. But it still managed to drop a decent amount of rain before leaving. So people in the Simpsonville area, people in Fountain Inn, kind of towards Lake Conestoga, and areas like that, they picked up a decent amount of rain yesterday, but I didn't up here north of TR.
Well, you might get the same heat as we're getting. Maybe later on. That is pretty dry up here. We haven't got no crops up yet. No, they're up, but just, you know, only sticking out the ground about 3 inches or so. All the corn is. And ground's pretty dry, so I don't know how good that stuff's going to do if it stays this way. We haven't seen too much rain this year. Like, nothing. And I think it's rained. Measurable rainfall this year is about, we've seen about 2 inches. 2.5 inches, something like that. So pretty dry, and now it's warm. Did the same thing last year too in June. Got up in the 90s, near 100, and we got a breeze to go along with it, and humidity's sitting at 30% or so. So you're not really sweating when you go out and you got the breeze. And I was out yesterday working in it in the sun. Reminded me of working down south. Had my big shade hat on and guzzling Gatorade. And I did all right. I think the other guys were dragging bottom, though. They didn't seem to be moving too fast as I went by them. They got to get used to the heat. I had a good initiation down there and how to do that. Other than that, let's see, what else? Just, yeah, working, busy. And, what else? Oh, been fishing. I decided I'd do a little more fishing this year, Nathan. I have never been much of a fisherman. But I decided I'm gonna actually buy a license, and then I can go without having to look around and see where the game warden is, you know? So I bought myself a license. Those things are not cheap. I got a small game, combination license, small game too. So the other day when a rabbit was sitting out in our yard, as I walked out of the house in the evening, contemplating which of our plants to start nibbling on in our garden.
Yeah. Tell him that you...
Yeah, so our garden's, you know, just getting going here. It was too cold and dry, and now it's too hot and dry, but anyhow, soil temperature's finally got it. But anyhow, this rabbit's sitting there contemplating which plant would be the best, and I pulled out my pellet pistol and fired off 5 rounds and nothing. He just sat there. So I said, well, that's not working. That thing's obviously way off. So I went to the other shed and got my BB gun. Snuck up on him alongside my boat, which I just got recently, too. That thing's a cool 1960 little Malibu runabout, 14 foot long. Got a windshield, fins on the back like the cars used to have. Anyhow, yeah, I plugged the rabbit. He hopped up and jumped around and, you know, ran off and, well, he actually came toward me, and I plugged him again. Amazing shot. Yeah, just put his hind quarters out of action, and then I took care of him with a shovel. So, yeah, went fishing the other day, and I've been getting pretty good all day getting northern pike. You know, they're just teethy alligator fish. You don't have them down there. But they're like, they can get pretty long. Well, I pulled in, you know, 15-inch, 16-inch, and they're skinny things. And, but boy, I was out there. Let me let it break here. I was out there fishing one morning. Last Saturday morning. I said, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning or 6 or something. I said, I'm going fishing. So I shot out to the lake a few miles away, 3 miles away, threw my lure in. Pulled out a fish, tossed him on shore. Ah, that's a good start. And kept casting. I caught what I thought was a weed growing on the bottom of the lake. Because they're only like 5 feet deep, you know. Maybe 8 feet deep, this lake. And, reeled in. Kept casting another 10 minutes. And
Then I got him. I got a big one. He bent the pole over. And I was reeling him in, and he got away. So I said, well, that's where you were last time, and I'm just going for you again. So I took a couple more casts, and he snagged on again. And then I started wondering what was wrong with my reel, because I couldn't crank it, you know. It was real hard to crank. And then the line went bzzz, and I was like, "Oh, I know I have that tension set pretty tight." So anyhow, I played with them for about 5 minutes. At one point, I seen some big fins, 3 or 4 inch, stick above the water, and I'm like, "Ooh!" And then he played a few a little more, and all of a sudden he jumped clean out of the water, took off on another run. Then I got him up next to the pier, to the dock, and I said, where is my net? Oh, my brand new net I just bought. Where is that thing? I can't pull this thing in. Oh, it's back at the house. A lot of good it does there, you know. So I walked down the dock, and I've got him up on the boat landing there and got his chin out of the water. And then I was like, trying to pull him, and the line snapped. I said, you ain't getting away that easy, buddy. So I charged in after him and threw him up on the bank. And he was a monster, 33 and a half inches long, 10-pound Northern. I had 8-pound test line, so that's why that line snapped. But yeah, that's a good sized fish. I think it's about the biggest one I've ever caught on my own, you know.
Pretty cool, Steve. Yeah, I haven't really had that experience before where the fish got away like that, but some buddies of mine, they always like to go down to Myrtle Beach and fish off the dock down there. And time after time, they're always getting sharks. And I don't know how they manage to land all these things, but they're constantly getting sharks. So, last time they were down there, I'll have to show you a picture of this thing. I don't know exactly how big this thing is. I'm about to look so I can get you a basic guess on this thing. But they finally caught a smaller one. They either catch big sharks, like 12, 14 feet long, or they catch these little ones, like a foot or two long, and hardly anywhere in between. Well, they finally landed at one of these medium-sized sharks. Yeah, I got a picture of this thing. I'll send it to you sometime. KJ4WZM for ID. But I will send this thing to you sometime if I can find it. I think I probably got it over text message. I'm looking still. But they finally landed it. I didn't get to go see that because I was at work. Let's see. I think I got it. Photos of I'm gonna have to find it. I don't have it offhand, but oh, here it is. I got it. I'll send this to you. This thing looks to be about 4 to 5 feet long, closer to 5 feet. I'm gonna send you a picture of it.
Yeah, that's not bad. I've seen bigger when I was diving down there, but I haven't caught any bigger. My dad caught a 3-footer once down in Florida. That thing was so... That was a long time ago, though. But, yeah, that's good size. Probably had fun pulling that thing in. Captain on one of our dive boats was a young fella. Had a big scratch mark on his forearm, maybe the size of your fist. And a couple, you know, 2 or 3 inches across. And what's that? He's like, ow, shark. I said, what, it bite you? He's like, no, I just wrestled it on the deck and it scratched me. I guess their skin is like total sandpaper, you know. And it just scratched his skin, something serious. Oh, look at this here. I think, well, I sent you one of my fish there, so you check it out and tell me what you think.
You know how much smaller than that shark was. I'm looking at it now. Your daughter looks impressed.
Yeah, I agree. They kind of look about the same. But, mine might be a little smaller, but it's big. I've seen bigger up here for them northern pike, but that's as big as I've got. That thing, you can see the mouth on that thing. It looks like an alligator. Boy, that thing was out of the water for an hour. And I had snapped the line, as I said, and I had the lure down in his mouth, and I was trying to get it out with some forceps and pry his mouth open and get the thing out. And after, even after he was out of the water an hour, he clamped down on my glove. They got some seriously sharp teeth. And I'm glad my finger wasn't in that part of the glove. He kind of clamped on the side of my glove, and I couldn't open it except to stick the forceps back in his mouth and pry his mouth open again. But, yeah, you got to have a steel leader with those things. You know, tie it onto your lure because they'll just roll. They like to roll, just like an alligator. They'll snag onto something, bite, and roll. And cut your line in the process if you don't have a steel leader on it. If you put about any size, 6 inches to a foot, chunk of steel on your line, so that you're not cutting it off, and you're losing them in your lures all the time.
Alligator guy or something? I can't quite tell what it is. I'm not super familiar with it. We have alligator guards in the lower rivers and lakes, like the Midlands on down, we have them, and they're pretty nasty. I've seen them before, but I've never actually caught one on fishing lines or anything like that, so I couldn't really tell you what they're like as far as trying to pull them in. But I know they're really mean. Is that basically what that fish is?
I don't know. Maybe we're talking about similar fish, but this is called a northern pike, or pike for short. And I don't know if that's similar to what I don't know much about the alligator gar. I don't know nothing other than the name. I guess we'll have to look it up. I've heard of it, and that's about it. But this is northern pike.
Dad always used to talk about them and how nasty they are to eat because he can't get the bones out of them and the meat tastes awful. It's like the worst fish he could ever eat is what I've heard. And they're really mean. That's all that I know about them. It's like a fish that most people just do not want to catch. That's usually the last thing you want to catch. That's pretty neat though that he actually got one of those and reeled it in. Yeah, I've heard a lot of things about them, how unfriendly they are.
I've seen fish pulled up. I was on a boat once, and everybody goes after the walleye up here. Well, I've seen somebody catch a walleye, and the northern, they really are predator fish. Northern snagged on and was hanging on to the walleye as it was being reeled in, and only let it go when it came up to the surface. And we seen it there, and it was you could see the bite marks on the fish after he got it in. But meat is about the same as a walleye. It's a nice white meat. Walleyes are the prized fish for some reason. Nobody wants to touch northern. They are kind of slimy. They put off a lot of mucus if you leave them in the live well, or a bucket of water. They just super amounts of slime on them, but the meat is good, and they do have some bones in their back called Y bones. They're a little hassle, but if you know how to flay them out, you can get around them no problem. But they are a bit of a hassle, no doubt. Just understanding how the fish is configured to do that. But whereas a walleye, you just zoop, slip off the flays each side, and you're done, because they don't got that Y bone. Whereas the northern's a little more work. But the meat, to me, tastes the same.
Very, very, very interesting. Steve, I'm gonna take a break real quick for some chickens. I do not have anyone else to rag to, so I definitely do not want to continue to rag to, but in case I got anybody else in here, I'm going to
see if I got any more check-ins real quick. Are there any more check-ins for the net? Or anyone who would like to have some comments? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I'm guessing I don't have any at the moment. I'll give it a couple more minutes and see. That's really interesting, Steve. I haven't ever tried any of those species of fish, so I wouldn't know how they are. A little side note about our rain. We haven't had any in the past 2 or 3 weeks of any significant amount, but I think we're probably sitting at around 15 or so inches for the year already, at least. Maybe more, 15 or 20, I think.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good to eat. The only fish around here that's not really good is like carp, because they just sit on the bottom and suck mud in. That's all they do, mud suckers. So they got a real nasty taste to them. Otherwise, most of the fish around here are good to eat. Sounds like you're on about average pace for the year if you got that much. I think you guys generally average 20, 40 inches a year. I found last winter we averaged about 40 inches of snow a year and 20 inches of precipitation. Like 40 inches of snow a season, I should say. Of course, that spans to, you know, half of each year. But, we only got 25 this last year, so I hadn't really kept track of it, but that's why it was so mild of a winter. We didn't really have any snow to speak of. Kept kind of seeing it being able to melt away, you know, as the sun came out. The snow would melt, even though it's not above freezing. The sun just, you know, makes it just go for straight from a solid into gas. It doesn't even mess around with the liquid stage. Just sublimates right into the air and is gone. But anyhow, so I wanted to ask you, how's your grandma doing there? Over.
You know, you're talking to not Nathan. If you give me 1 second, I'm sure I can get Nathan to get on the radio. I know he's home and everything. But she's, as far as I know, she's doing okay. The last update I heard on her was a couple of days ago. She went and got the stone ordered for Papa Ray's grave. I still haven't had a chance to go down there and see it because I've been absolutely slammed with work and stuff. But I'm planning on going down there probably tomorrow and seeing it. But she's doing okay, as well as can be expected, pretty much. I'm gonna see if I can get Nathan on the radio in just a moment.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I didn't even look. For some reason, I just didn't even look at the text messaging to see who it was. I just thought it was you. I guess I got your calls mixed up. No, that's fine. You don't have to bother him. I mean, I just want a general update, nothing more specific. So that's good to hear that she's continuing on. So I guess I got not much else going on here. My wife flew away like a bird with my kid, one of our kids. I went down to see, she's in Nashville, down that cool country. Yeah, down cool country.
Why do you call it cool country?
Because they're cooler than us. We're at 90 degrees here at 9 o'clock at night. But just went to the wedding down there. So here I am with the three other kids, and they want ice cream. So I got to let you go. We got to go find some ice cream, right, girls?
Yeah!
Yeah, see that? On unanimous agreement on the ice cream spec.
No problem. Thanks for coming. Are you going to be around after the net at all? Or are you- you going to be off the radio for the night?
I'll leave it on here. Yeah, we'll see. But I'll have it on. You have yourself a good evening there, Daniel, and everyone else likewise. KJ4WZM, KB0KBJ.
Sounds good, Steve. You have yourself a good one. This is KJ4WZM. Looking for any additional check-ins, or have I missed anyone for comments? Please call KJ4WZM or NAT Control.
NAT Control. Please check in and out. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KJ4WZM. Can you please check in? KJ4RQZ Nathan. Travel's Rest. Hey, Steve. How are you?
Alrighty, folks. Now, I'd like to recognize WU2T. That's Rusty, and he's in Moore. Thank you for checking in me, Rusty. I haven't seen you in a long time, so hope you're doing well. Now, I'd also like to recognize KJ4RQZ. That is Nathan. He is probably about 50 feet away from me. Thank you for checking in with me, Nathan. Hope you and Carla are doing well. And I'll let you holler at Steve as soon as I close out the net here in just a second. But let's see. I'll give one last call for any additional check-ins or comments before I close out the Blue Ridge Premier Net. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Alright, well, I got 47 check-ins for the night, and I'm going to go ahead and submit my electronic net report and close it down. So if you all will bear with me one second, I'll get this all squared away.
Reception, go ahead and make that 48. This is Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO, Orion, and Kilo. I'll be negative or negative for tonight. Stand by for your report as well.
Recognize KN4LQO. That's Ryan and Mobile in Tacoma. Thank you for checking in with me, Ryan. I'm going to go ahead and update my report to 48 and submit it. So, 1 second, folks. Net report is on the way. When I updated this, I have W4ILE. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. He submitted his check-in online. So I now have 49 for the night, same as last Friday.
KJ4WZM, make it 50. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4OW Richard and Greenwald. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you.
Up to 50 now. Yeah, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That is Richard in Greenville. Thank you for checking in with me, Richard. Alrighty, folks. Wanted to thank each and every one of my 50 check-ins for tonight. 73s to everybody. This is KJ4WZM. Now securing the Blue Ridge Premier Net. We will now return this repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night.
KB0KBJ, KJ4RQZ.
Good evening, Jason. KB0KBJ.
Nathan's on here now, too, if you want to ask about 80.
Hey, Steve, how are you? I heard you wanted to ask about Nana.
Well, I did, but I'm not asking for a super detailed report. I'm just asking how she's doing there, you know. A longtime partner of hers passes away, so I'm just wondering how she's doing.
She's doing all right. She's been busy. She does like what she always used to do. She still blows off the driveway. She stays really busy. Washes clothes, blows off the driveway. All kinds of stuff. She takes a nap in the afternoons usually. But yeah. And there's usually somebody over there with her. And she's staying real busy. She's doing really good. When do you think you might come back down here?
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear about her. Good to hear that somebody's off and over there with her. Coming back down, I don't know. Maybe soon. If it doesn't cool off up here, I'll come down there to cool off.
Hey, just let me know when. Be nice to see you again. You and everybody. Whole family. But yeah, there's always... Well, one of my uncles actually stays there with her. And then when he's not there, I believe there's always some... Maybe not all the time, but most of the time there's somebody there with her. But yeah. Yeah, definitely let me know when you come. Y'all are coming down. I need to head up there, too. Be nice to see y'all. Be a nice little trip for me and Carla.
Yeah, well, why don't you come up here? It should cool down sometime soon. Unless you want to warm up. You got a lot less to move than me. A lot less bodies, that is. Beginning to be a major undertaking moving around for me. I don't know. It ain't that bad. But it is something to be considered, you know. And you ain't been up here yet. We got a guest bedroom you can stay in. So there you go.
That sounds good. Might just have to come up there and visit y'all. Definitely would be a nice little trip. I'm not sure how long the drive is from here to there.
Pretty much full 2 days. 24 hours worth of driving. That's kind of how I figure. So, yeah, 2 days. First day you get to St. Louis, next day you come on up.
Might take me a little longer than 2 days. I'd probably wind up stopping and visiting sites and whatnot along the way. Thankfully, it has been cool around here. Except for today, it got a little bit hot, like up to 90. But it's been fairly cool around here.
Well, we had 94 today, 88 yesterday, 84 the day before, and 72 Monday and Tuesday. So 94 today. North Dakota was anywhere from, I was listening to the weather radio at 4 o'clock. We had 94 in Watertown, 99 in Appleton, which is over in Minnesota. And up in North Dakota, they had anywhere from 101 to 105. I guess tomorrow we're supposed to be getting up in the 101 degree range here ourselves.
I would have to admit I hadn't been around 105 in a while. I don't think it's gotten that hot down here in a little while. It usually gets hotter in TR and Greenville. Around where I live, it can be up to 10 degrees cooler. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating a little, but at least 5 degrees cooler here. I hadn't been around 105 degrees in a while, except for where I work.
Yeah, you get out there in them concrete jungles, it gets significantly warmer. No shade, no trees. Now you up there in the sticks, it's going to be cooler. But it hasn't been too humid here. We haven't got no crops up yet, which make the humidity. Well, they're up, but they're not big enough to contribute to the humidity factor. So it's been all right. 30% humidity. They're pretty dry, you know. Last summer, we just generally don't see 100 here anymore. We used to see it every year, but now we got so much crops that the humidity is through the roof. And July and August, when it's usually the hottest, it just ain't got, the sun hasn't got enough energy to warm up all the moisture in the air. So we don't get 100 anymore. They used to plant less crops per acre, less plants, you know.
every 30 inches apart, they'd plant a crop, or say a corn stalk. Now they plant them 4 inches apart, so a lot more plants, a lot more moisture. So a lot more humidity. The last summer we were out there in the west end of the, we went out to Black Hills. And they got a drier climate. And they've just pretty much raised wheat and it's rangeland and such. They haven't got the moisture or precipitation. They haven't got the rainfall to raise corn and such. But we seen 109 there. I was thinking it might get to 110, but didn't see it. 109 in Midland, South Dakota. Wall Drug. It was 105. 5 o'clock in the evening when we pulled in there. Toasty. Back to you.